Mr. Winslow, isn't it a little late to play baseball?
Waldo, isn't it a little late to be in my kitchen?
Hey, it's never too late for a nutritious snack, Pickle.
I hate to bring this up, Waldo, but you don't even live here.
What's your point?
The point is, Waldo, that you should be eating at your own apartment.
But I might wake up Eddie.
Well, you woke me up.
What does it matter? You're going out to play baseball.
So, Waldo, you walked all the way over here in your pajamas?
Of course not. That would be stupid. I take the bus.
Well, you can take the same bus right back.
You know, I'm starting to feel that I'm not wanted here.
Good, Waldo. Go with that feeling. See where it takes you.
Well, you don't have to paint me a picture. I'll just have to finish my snack at home. And if I wake up, Betty, it'll be on your head.
Hey, Waldo, they got any cold cuts?
Not out.
I'll just get some cheese.
Cool.
I know this is my house. I paid a mortgage. My name is on the bills. I looked at it yesterday.
Carl? Boy, it's a little late to be playing baseball.
It's a rare condition this day and age to read any good news on the newspaper page. Love and tradition of the grand design, some people say it's even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls, 'cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out.
I saw her again.
The sexy goddess who lives upstairs?
Yeah, she was doing her laundry.
So what'd you say?
Well, all I can manage to get out was humna, humna, fumna, fumna.
Oh, French?
No, I spoke fluent idiot. Man, I blew it. Every time I see her, my mind goes blank.
Huh?
The girl of my dreams lives right above me, but she might as well be 1,000 miles away. Hey, what's up, Steve?
I guess.
What's wrong?
Guys, I've got bad news. My father invented something called a brain cam. It's a microscopic camera that's inserted into the brain to locate brain damage.
Why is that bad news?
Well, he's been asked to demonstrate it in hospitals all across Russia. Guys, my parents are moving to Moscow.
You going too?
If I can help it, I don't want to be away from my friends and Myra, my tutti frutti fun time cutie.
Man, that is rough.
Oh, and I don't want to miss my senior year of high school.
Definitely not. Those were the best 3 years of my life.
Oh, I'll never make it in Russia. You have to stand in line for 2 weeks to get cheese.
Well, Steve, why don't you just stay in your house?
Oh, my park already rented it out. I might never see you guys for the rest of my life.
Well, Send us a postcard. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, stranger.
To what do we owe the honor of this visit?
Well, I got a big problem. Steve's parents are moving to Russia.
Is Steve going too?
Well, he is if he doesn't find a place to stay. He asked if he can move in with me and Waldo.
What'd you tell him?
Well, I told him I'd think it over.
Think it over? Think it over? Edward, you are Steve Urkel's best friend. To Steve, the sun rises and sets on you.
But, Dad,
you need to show a little compassion, a little humanity. Can you just picture poor Steve moving all the way to Russia? Away from all of his friends, away from the only home he's ever known. Can you really do that to Steve and still look at yourself in the mirror?
No.
I think not.
Well, I guess I better go tell Steve he can come and live with us then.
You better. You go, boy.
Okay, Carl. You want to tell me what all that was about?
What?
Why all this sudden concern about Steve?
Well, if Steve moves in with Eddie and Waldo, he won't be asking to move in with us.
Carl Winslow, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, I am. I really am.
So, Mother Winslow, What are you and Fletcher doing tonight?
Well, Fletcher's going hunting.
What are you doing?
I'm hiding.
Oh, my. Grandma, guess what? I got straight A's on my report card.
You did? Congratulations. Ooh, got an A in French.
Oui, absolument.
Oh, that's my girl. Oh, I'm so proud of you, Laura.
How'd you do, Max?
Ooh, let's just say we came here instead of my house.
Gotcha.
You know, it's times like this I wish Eddie hadn't moved out.
Ah, you miss him, huh?
No, it's just way more fun to gloat in person than by phone.
There's a no singing clause in our lease.
This is gonna be boss. Hey, let's celebrate. I'm taking my best buds to a lunch and a movie.
Can Eddie and I come?
He's treating us, Waldo.
Okay, but those other guys are gonna be mad.
They can come too, Waldo.
Who?
Hey, before we go, you guys want to see something neat?
Those are disgusting.
Careful, they might hear you.
What are those?
Super termites. I bred them myself. They only live for 3 days, but they eat wood 1,000 times faster than ordinary termites. Let's see what my little buddies did with their snacks.
Well, they've got the right idea. Let's go try and eat.
Yeah, especially since Steve's buying.
Waldo, will you please stop crying?
I can't help it. It's that Forrest Gump. He's just so darn smart.
Hey.
Boy, you're stronger than I thought.
Hey, what's going on?
Wood.
Whoa, be careful where you step. We could go right through the floor.
Well, it looks like they're eating their way upwards. I suggest we bottles.
Wow, Edo, what luck. The girl of your dreams just dropped in.
Hey, baby. Homna, 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 homna. Are you okay?
I think so. What happened?
My termites got out of control.
Actually, there's a good side to this. You see, I've been dying to talk to you.
Well, you will. In court.
Oh, babe.
Well, I'm glad my Aunt Agnes wasn't here. She has a wooden leg.
Sorry, guys. I destroyed your apartment. What are we gonna do?
What do you mean, we?
I think what he means by we is you, me, and him in a collective sense.
I know. I was being sarcastic. Man, I'm gonna have to move back home now.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have to move back home, too.
At least you guys have homes to go to. I'll be headed to Moscow, where I'll go to Boris Yeltsin High School for my senior year. Oh, I hear if you're a nerd, they pour vodka down in your pants.
Mrs. Winslow, it is so thoughtful of you to buy Laura a new outfit.
Well, I just wanted to get her something nice for making straight A's. I just hope she likes it.
Oh, don't worry. She is gonna love it. You look hot.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's really nice. You know, it's really different from what I normally wear. But it's really nice.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. You know, I got a pair of earrings look great with that. I'll run up and get them.
Ooh, girl, that dress is the bomb.
Girl, give it up. My mom's gone.
Huh? Girl, you know this thing is awful. I only said I liked it because I didn't want to hurt my mom's feelings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She actually has great taste.
She must have bought this thing in a blackout.
I picked out that dress for your mother.
You did? You kidding, right? You're not kidding?
Your mom asked me to help her find something nice for you. And I happen to think this look is a vast improvement over the clothes you normally wear.
And what's wrong with the clothes I normally wear?
Nothing. If you don't mind, Dowdy.
Dowdy.
You know, that's real funny coming from you. Someone who's made Mr. Blackwell's 10 worst dress list.
Oh, no. You don't want to go there.
Oh, yes, I do, and I just did. Hey, 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 hey
about this horrible outfit?
Well, I'm sorry you don't like it. Max helped me go shopping as a favor. She gave up her entire Saturday afternoon for you. I would think that you'd be a little bigger and show some gratitude.
That's right.
And Max, honestly now, did you think this outfit would look good on Laura or on you?
Well, I guess on me.
You know, you two are friends. You like each other for what you have in common. You should also like what's different. Friends can like different things and still be friends.
You're right, Mom. Do you mind if I get this dress to Max?
No, I don't mind. That would be nice.
It's all yours, girl.
Oh, wow. Thanks. You got straight A's and I got a new dress. Life is good.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Have you guys missed me since I moved out?
Only like crazy.
Good. I'm glad you feel that way. You see, I had a little mishap in my apartment.
Mishap?
Well, yeah. You see, Steve sort of invented a super breeder termite that kind of ate through the third and fourth floors. Well, anyway, I was wondering if I could move back home.
You mean here?
Well, yeah.
Well, gee, Eddie, I don't know.
Oh, hush, Howard. Of course you can move back home. I've missed you so much, Eddie. Oh, my little boy's coming back home.
Well, wait a minute. Now, if your apartment is destroyed, where is Steve gonna live?
Toss but down, you big guy.
Steve, you're not going to Russia, are you?
Afraid so. My plane leaves in 2 hours. My dad got me a ticket less than coach. Peasant.
Have a nice flight.
Oh, couldn't Steve live with you?
Mother, that's a very big decision, and I'm going to take a few months to think about it.
Think about it. Think about it? Why would you have to think about it, Dad?
Well, you see...
Dad, you are Steve Urkel's hero. In his eyes, the sun rises and sets on you. I mean, could you picture poor Steve moving all the way to Russia, away from all his friends? Away from the only home he's ever known. But Steve, can you let that happen to poor Steve? And still look at yourself in the mirror every day? I think not.
Well, I never thought I'd say this. But Steve?
Oh. You can live here.
Oh, thank you, big guy. Oh, God bless you. God bless you. Oh, I promise you'll never regret this. I'm gonna live with the Winslows. I'm gonna live with the Winslows. I'm gonna live with the Winslows.